Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One thing I've learned over 31 years of priesthood is that practically everybody has problems. It could be diabetes or high blood pressure or even cancer. Could be depression or panic attacks or addiction to alcohol or drugs. Could be to gambling or to overeating or to pornography, which is becoming a devastating epidemic in our society, especially among men. Could be skin problems or low self-esteem or physical deformities. There are those who have family problems, immigration problems, unemployment, problems with the boss. We all need a Savior. We've all got things in our lives that we can't handle by ourselves. We need a Savior to heal us physically and emotionally. We need a Savior to save us from everything that enslaves us, break the chains of sins that we feel powerless to resist, set us free from the false gods of this world that promise a happiness that they cannot deliver. And you know, it was no different 2,000 years ago. In today's gospel, Jesus casts out an unclean spirit. Jesus heals the possessed man and sets him free. Elsewhere, he heals 10 lepers. He heals a woman with a hemorrhage. He heals a boy with epilepsy. He heals a paralytic. He opened eyes of a blind man. He opened the ears and tongue of a deaf mute. He healed a cripple. At first, Jesus was famous mainly for that. At first, he was famous mainly as a teacher and a healer. Only later did people discover that he was also their Savior. Something they realized gradually as they reflected on the meaning of his teaching and his miracles, which we also see in today's gospel. Mark writes, "All were amazed and asked one another, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him.'" And then Mark adds, "His fame spread everywhere throughout the region of Galilee." Have you ever experienced the power of Jesus to solve problems in your life? I have experienced his life-changing power in my own life and in the lives of people I know, countless parishioners. Has the liberating power of God opened your eyes to truths that you had not previously understood, just like the light came on all of a sudden? Things that had long been taught by Jesus and passed down in the church, but just didn't quite register until that eureka moment. Often it's a truth which the world rejects, but is good news for all of those who want to live a better life, who want to be healed, who want to be saved, who want to be set free. Say, for instance, the dignity of human life from the first moment of conception to natural death. Okay? Or truths regarding sexual morality or regarding human rights. In today's gospel, Jesus heals a man who is tormented by an unclean spirit. In this particular case, it happened to be the devil. But there are other unclean spirits. Pride is an unclean spirit. So also is envy and lust and greed. Some are so possessed by hatred, inability to forgive, that they feel miserable all the time. Others are enslaved to compulsions or habits of sin that have taken possession of them, almost as if they were possessed by a demon, but it's really more a habit of sin. Jesus can free us from these unclean spirits as well, but only insofar as we commit ourselves to do our part. So only so far as we commit ourselves to do what is necessary to stay free once Jesus has done his part. But unfortunately, and I've seen this many times, you know, a lot of people come and tell you their problems but don't want a solution. They just want to talk. Well, unfortunately, there are people who don't want to be free. They are unhappy with their situation and they complain about it and do a big woe is me, but then make no effort to change. Alcoholics who say they want to quit, sure, someday, never go to AA, but don't ever go to AA meetings. How bad do they really want to quit? Habitual sinners who say they want to overcome their vices, but they're unwilling to avoid the near occasion of sin, those situations where they know that they've stumbled in the past. How about you? Jesus has come to heal you. He's come to be the Savior of the whole world. He's come to set you free from all that holds you bound. As we saw in today's gospel, he commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. Elsewhere, he heals the sick, and throughout the Gospels, he shows us how to embrace our crosses with love and thereby make these problems in our lives redemptive. But like I say, we got to respond, and not just with words, but also dedicating ourselves to do whatever is necessary on our part to stay free once Jesus has done his part.